Sundry, although there hasn't exactly been an abundance of snow so far this season, there's been just enough for the Sundry Bike and Ski Club to establish a base for a cross-country ski track at the rodeo grounds. Earlier in January, the club's Jackrabbits program that introduces youth to the sport and teaches them the basic techniques got underway. Organizers initially thought there might be more participants this year after the Jackrabbits program in Olds folded, but there were still quite a few who registered, said Val Hansen, the club's secretary as well as the youth programming coordinator and an instructor. "We've had a great turnout for this year," said Hansen. "There are 22 youths signed up for the program with a variety of ages, including some that have grown to become more experienced with a focus shifting more towards speed that could potentially open doors to competitive events," she said. "We have a couple of kids that we could take up into track attack, which is sort of more of your speed than technique," she said, adding that's essentially the next level after Jackrabbits. "Jackrabbits teaches them to learn to ski, track attack teaches them to learn to race," she said. "We would love if we could ever get a winter where we had enough snow to host a loppet or something." A loppet is a term for an endurance race or cross-country skiing event on a groomed trail. But the past few winters have been too inconsistent. This season hasn't been an exception. There following an initial attempt at setting track on Snake Hill simply hasn't been enough snow to maintain it, she said. "We haven't been able to get up on the hill. There's just not the snow yet." Nevertheless, the club is glad to at least have just enough snow to set track at the rodeo grounds. "It's fine for the younger kids because they're still learning to ski," she said, adding there were some new families and a lot of first-time skiers this year. "It's really nice to see new families and the young kids coming out." As well, the club is grateful to have access to the grounds, which are fenced in and also include a shed to store the group's trail-setting equipment, she said. "They do let us go in there and then we're able to teach our lessons. That arrangement is made available at no cost courtesy of an annual agreement with the Sundry Rodeo and Race Association. They've been doing that for quite a few years," she said. "They've been amazing, the rodeo committee has been so incredibly supportive of the club. Although conditions have not been ideal, the club has at least been able to maintain a usable track at the rodeo grounds. Hopefully, this warm weather won't wreck it too much," she told the Alberton on January 14, when the temperature was all too close to reaching double digits. "We'll utilize the rodeo grounds for as long as we can," she said. "Otherwise, we have to go west and start hunting for snow. Bearberry Cabins has always been amazing with us as well. So if we absolutely have to, we can always start heading that direction and utilize their facilities." Although registration is officially closed, Hansen said the club can be flexible. "If somebody missed registration and wanted to come out, we would take them over the next couple of weeks," she said. "I hate to tell kids no. It's really hard to be like, no, you can't learn. You've got to wait till next year." The Jackrabbits program runs weekly on Sunday afternoons until early March.